Well, maybe we start with some visual arts. Some of the things are some experiments we did with combining people and others. Try to do a video sampling instead of what we normally sample, what a musician sample. Use samplers to make music, they use a sampler for audio, and we add the video. So what we sample is from a movie or from a camera or from whatever has video and audio, and then we make new compositions with those video and audio combined samples. So we did some experiments with this, and we're trying to find ways to do this live, to build video audio instruments. Video drum kit with which you can drum it. So we did a lot of experiments, made our own software. And this is from an evening, some small clips from an evening we did last summer in a club in Rotterdam. And it was our third. And each of us made their own song.
See more intensely. All the senses are stimulated. It stimulates all the senses. You hear more intensively. You see more intensely. All the senses are stimulated. It stimulates all the senses. You hear more intensively, you see more intensively. All the senses are stimulated, it stimulates all the senses. You hear more intensively, you see more intensively. All the senses are stimulated, it stimulates all the senses. You hear more intensively, you see more intensively. All the senses are stimulated, it stimulates all the senses. You hear more intensively, you see more intensively. All the senses are stimulated, it stimulates all the senses.
I'm going to go to the next one. Television mostly, yeah, and
yeah, we
mixing after.
The first thing was a really production with that Elke Hoffman.
Yeah.
The second one was a really a remix from a movie, which is called Natural Bullets. There was the stack. The third one was a computer graphics, and that's all that was made by that was his material, not for the computer. And the fourth was from several movies.
And the sound is originally comes from that material, or it's also.
And also this original sound?
Yeah, there was original sound from the movie.
Yeah. And then. We're going to show right now is something. We organized a workshop with someone who was come from Spain, Spanish guy, and he wrote the software for the PC for Adobe Premiere. I don't know if you know the video program. And he wrote the plugins for that program or effects. And these effects analyze a sound file for a sound file on tempo and on
amplitude,
filters. So it analyzes the sound, and then you can use this analysis to trigger video effects. So when the audio triggers the effects on the video. Right? So then we organize some workshops. We have a way to a school, a musician, and we try to develop the software more with him, and we invite other students to use his software and make something so we get feedback from people who use his software. So these are some.
Is it for free, this software available? It's for friends, or how is it?
He didn't know at the time what he was going to do with it. He was very busy with other projects as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it is right now.
Чао. Чао. Саня и Дэнни?
Thank you. you know, after that we did a workshop in Fitzroy about the movie. We a little bit of it, and we focused more on the real time part, using this technique of letting audio trigger images. First we had some months before that we found that there's two people who made and invented software that made it possible that we needed triggered images. And we just took this software from them as well, and we started this workshop and see what we got.
And this is the tape which was created in this week, yeah? And who was participating there also? You and some more people?
7 or 8 people. And also Kerek, and we had a mini saxophone player. Something else there, and there's graphics.
That's what the people can show right here.
But those people, they already had kind of idea about how to use those tools and
yeah, as far as it exists. There's not much. I think that there's quite a lot of knowledge about it, but it's very specialized. First of all, to find these people who because it's quite automated.
Yeah.
The idea that the image or even sound and image can become like the alphabet or a language. But this was like avant-garde in the 1950s. And between that period, there isn't much effort. There were some people in America who did quite a lot. There were some people in Petersburg who did quite a lot of work in this area. Cutting up films and you know, like the sound effect to start cutting up films and make new film. This part is people who try to make you like associate at randomly some of the things to see where they go.
Mm-hmm.
People would like to draw on film, listening to the music and draw on film. I think maybe one of the popular themes is Fantasia from Walt Disney. It's quite a lot of these ideas.
Yeah.
Maybe you know it.
Yeah,
that's one of the popular. And otherwise, I know there's like a library in St. Petersburg where some films left from that period. Yes, and MTV shows once in a while quite a lot of work from
Len Ray.
Now it's one of these people.
Stada, Fundus.
But there's not really much to be found in the area.
When a computer gives us, or should give us the ability someday, if they're fast enough,
or we are smart enough,
somewhere in between there, to really do the things we now have to render and gives us the ability suddenly to really perform like a band with the instruments and really doing this all this live. It's not really possible yet if we're getting closer.
Yeah.
So this is a kind of compilation on how we work in FV2 in this workshop.
They were a little bit more warm, made of stubborn, 50 miles. Thank you.
than us.
Thank you.
you don't look at the image.
Yeah. I don't know why this comes out, man.
Yeah. Thank you. it. You are too damn spoiled. You are too damn spoiled. You are too damn spoiled. You are too damn spoiled.
You sound like my mother. 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 You sound like my mother.
Pardon me. Who are you?
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 It's about like 40 meters wide,
70s high and it's like a 10 if you put it together. And you need like 6 beams that actually like surround the environment. And we can try experimenting with the surrounding type of people. In Holland, there's a lot with people from London, where also from Sweden. And we made it maybe for once, at least stayed with us for a while now, so we bring in the 60. We have a very small piece of it because we haven't got the tape collected from the first one with us. I hope we can really show this. And we show now the tape, it's called Nightlife, where it's people who work in the it's called Nightlife because there's a lot of people coming there and showing their new gear, new lamps and new speakers and new turntables. We went there with this dome to make a statement. That is evolved a bit further. This was a 2-day event and we invited 8 collectives and something like 20 DJs to participate in 2 days, and this is like a compilation.
And these collectives are all working with the video in night clubs, so
It's more about the music and the sound from the Dutch DJs.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. now it's like a lot here. We all have everything and we start to make every Wednesday night like a often workshop seminar. We started with the way that we do things and some people also came from different countries, but it was also mostly towards like we had to find out what's happening now in Vega in Combate, so and so we asked all friends, all people who we know who's doing something, so they make presentations everywhere. It turned out to a kind of small party. So finally we ended up in August, but like me and Rasta, we were so tired. So this is what happened, like every Wednesday, it was hardly so. And we had problems with guards here, with the owner of the place, and so on. So because it was like they are closing the building at 10 o'clock tonight.
For you as well?
Yes. Yeah, but we can go and on. So just but it depends on the guard. If he is friendly, it's okay. Also, as you mentioned, there were like 50 or 60 people coming.
Thank you. Thank you.